Penguin Audio presents Moon Called by Patricia Briggs. Read by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. I didn't realize he was a werewolf at first. My nose isn't at its best when surrounded by axle grease and burnt oil. And it's not like there are a lot of stray werewolves running around. So when someone made a polite noise near my feet to get my attention, I thought he was a customer. I was burrowed under the engine compartment of a Jetta, settling a rebuilt transmission into its new home. One of the drawbacks in running a one-woman garage was that I had to stop and start every time the phone rang or a customer stopped by. It made me grumpy, which isn't a good way to deal with customers. My faithful office boy and tool rustler had gone off to college, and I hadn't replaced him yet. It's hard to find someone who will do all the jobs I don't want to. "Be with you in a sec," I said, trying not to sound snappish. I do my best not to scare off my customers if I can help it. Transmission jacks be damned, the only way to get a transmission into an old Jetta is with muscle. Sometimes being a female is useful in my line of work. My hands are smaller, so I can get them places a man can't. However, even weightlifting and karate can't make me as strong man. Usually leverage can compensate, but sometimes there's no substitute for muscle, and I had just barely enough to get the job done. Grunting with effort, I held the transmission where it belonged with my knees in one hand. With the other, I slipped the first bolt in and tightened it.